singer Crystal Warren has been compared to artists from Nina Simone to Tracy Chapman.
I was lost, yeah. I was wandering. Came so far to be all alone.
But the Simone comparison is intriguing because Warren not only shares that icon's evocative storytelling, she also, as Simone once did, lives in France. It's a long way from her native Kansas City, Missouri, which Warren left in her early 20s as she pursued her music career. Now she pays tribute to it on her latest album, Three the Hard Way. She told me that lately she has felt the pull of home more than ever.
I feel like the baby that King Solomon had said, go ahead and split up. Half of me is over in Frenchyville, and the other half of me is in Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm being a bit facetious about it, but
well,
but yeah,
I figured,
you know,
with the cutting part, but I yeah, just meant that you felt almost a dual identity at this point.
Yeah, I do, actually. I do. When I'm home, and when I say home, in the States, yes, but specifically Kansas City, there's a part of me that is just invigorated and feels very much a part of everyone and everything there. And then at some point, there's the other half of me that really pulls to be back in France.
And I guess perhaps the Missouri part of you won out for this album.
Yeah, the Missouri part of me really dug deep.
How many souls? How many souls? How many souls did they leave on the ground face down in the wet red clay?
Red Clay is about the Tulsa riot of 1921 in Greenwood. It went for several days. A community was completely leveled by the Klan, and this song is basically telling their story.
Three to a grave, three to a grave. Three to four men stacked in a jagged box, four to one in a wet red clay.
This was known, I think, as Black Wall Street because
yes.
of all of the kind of black middle class businesses that were there.
Yes.
And you're from Missouri, not from Oklahoma, but what was it like to kind of dig into this regional history?
Well, my mother grew up in Spencer, Oklahoma, along with her 10 other siblings. So in the summer, I would head down to Spencer. So I'm well acquainted with the red clay.
Mm-hmm.
However, I didn't know the story of Greenwood until maybe 5 years ago. It's just something that wasn't really spoken about in my family. And so finding out about one of the worst attacks on U.S. soil, I really had to dig to find out about it. And oftentimes that's the story with so many things that have happened in our country. Some of the worst atrocities are between nationals, fellow countrymen.
The devil inside without its sheath took aim, shot every soul on the street. And it took to the sky, lowered bombs to defeat the innocence of Greenwood Street, made it fall to the ground on an evening in May, in the wet red clay, in the wet red clay.
I am interested in the red clay as a phrase, because it's so vivid and so evocative and kind of grounds both you and the song in that place.
Yeah, so for those who haven't been to Oklahoma, if we want to get like literal about it, the soil is essentially red clay. It will destroy your shoes. It will destroy everything you're wearing if you decide to tangle with it. So the red clay became the focus for me while I was writing because it would place the listener there. Even if they had not visited Oklahoma, it's such a characteristic of that state that my mind immediately went there of how to describe the place and time.
And in this context, it evokes blood and
exactly,
violence.
Exactly, exactly. Actually, I should be asking you, what comes to your mind when you listen to it?
Well, the thing it actually made me wonder is you're doing this as an expat, essentially. right? Like how your perspective has changed from this distance.
I will say that living overseas, I feel that I'm getting a healthier dose of the news through television. As far as news from France, there's nothing partisan about it. And so with trying to put an album together that is going to touch on things politically, spiritually, and whatnot, I think a great deal of distance was needed. Being far away, I guess I can see things a bit more clearly.
Warm now it's peaches, peaches and creamies. It's just the way it's been told to be. So we say we'll be all
I was reading that essentially you got a one-way trip to France, that your record label sent you there.
Right.
And then you basically couldn't afford to come back.
Yeah, well, that's me being a bit cheeky. I was planning on heading back to the States. I guess I had been over there for about 2 years and was very unhappy with the label that I had signed to, as most artists are. And then I ended up meeting my better half, and we got married. So it's a good thing I didn't have that ticket after all, wouldn't you say?
Very romantic.
Yeah.
So you meet this woman, but that doesn't mean you necessarily have to stay, right? Like, what is the thing that made you want to make that place your home?
She and I coming together and creating a home there. I do come back to the States as often as I can. But, you know, like it or not, a lot of that culture has seeped in my veins just as much as Kansas City is. I mean, maybe in some years' time, if and when I become a parent, then France will be home. But in the meantime, at least, I'm a bit split at the seams, but it's comfortable. It's well. I like that I can't be someplace for too long without missing the other, you know. It's a nice feeling.
Well, Crystal Warren, thank you so much for speaking with us and for letting us root around in your history a little bit.
Thank you for having me. And you can root as much as you like. So, cheers. We gotta move.